You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. If you like science and you're game to hang out at DeVere's Pub in Davis for a beer and some conversation, you might want to try the UC Davis Science Cafe. It's a monthly meeting. The next one is tomorrow night, 5:30 at DeVere's. And the topic this month is feeding babies and the role of bacteria in staying healthy. In our studio is Professor Bruce German, the director of the Foods for Health Institute at UC Davis, and Dr. Jared Shaw, associate professor of chemistry and the founder of the cafe. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks for having us.
It's monthly, right?
Yes.
It is a monthly meeting. How long has it been going on?
It was an annual event initially that started in 2009, and then we went monthly about a year and a half ago,
okay.
So since 2012.
Wide range of topics, though, right?
Yeah, initially it was mostly chemistry, because those are the people I knew that I could bring in as speakers,
yeah.
And then we ended up with a real broad range. We had someone from Department of Fish and Wildlife talking about oil spill response. That was Judd Muscat. We've also had a blogger and novelist, Andrew Thaler, with his project called Drown Your Town, which is a web-based visualization for what it will look like if sea level rises take over.
So Professor German is on tap, shall we say, this month. And the last time I remember seeing your name, it was in the realm of coffee. But the focus of your work actually has been in superfood products, and that leads us to milk.
Right. The Foods for Health Institute has this mandate to understand how to feed, nourish the population in the 21st century. And one would imagine that as we get better at understanding diet and health, we would actually be able to prevent disease.
I think that's everybody's hope,
yeah.
Isn't it?
And it sounds wonderful. We have a disease-based model now. The goal is to identify disease very early and develop rapid therapeutic cures. But prevention literally means you make healthy people healthier and make them less likely to ever get a disease. And the problem is we really have trouble understanding how to do that. What would you eat, ingest, or do that would make you genuinely healthier? And so we use evolution, asking the simple question, what evolved under the constant Darwinian selective pressure to be nourishing and protective? And it turns out that's exactly what lactation is. Our model is a mother-infant pair. The mother is literally dissolving herself to make the milk. Everything costs her. If it doesn't profit the infant, the cost to her drives it out of evolution. But if anything in the milk improves the health of her healthy baby, it's under positive selective pressure. And so over all these 200 million years of evolution, mammals have developed this remarkable feeding system, and we scientifically take it apart and try and figure out how it works.
And lactation actually is the subject of Science Cafe tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow night will be Bruce German will be our speaker, and so he'll talk about his own research and answer questions from public. It's a conversation, not a lecture, so people can interrupt him and ask him about anything.
Oh yeah, that's the great thing is everybody's welcome, and you don't have to drink beer.
You do not have. It's not a requirement. It's certainly
but
an option.
What's so interesting about this is the full circle, Professor German, that in the beginning lactation was, and it was all there was, so it was the perfect food. And then we moved away from it over time, and we thought we could create something better, and we thought we could make life easier. And now the body of research and the support is back to where we started from, isn't it?
Right.
And so what are you teaching and sharing with people tomorrow night? And specifically, talk about bacteria.
Sure. The reason why, to an extent, we moved away from complex foods like milk is we just didn't understand them. And we didn't have the means to understand how they were working. But we've been, in essence, because at the University of California, Davis, we have these spectacular scientists from across the disciplines, chemists and physicists, microbiologists. We can now get into milk and understand it in ways not possible before. And I'll give you an example of what we've discovered that is really amazing. So milk, remember, the mother's dissolving herself to make it. If it doesn't profit the infant, it's the cost will drive it out. But if it improves her baby and its health, then it's under positive pressure. So we're taking milk apart, and lo and behold, we find out that human milk contains, as one of its major components, completely undigestible material.
Hmm.
Goes right through the baby.
Hmm.
And so What could this be for?
No, now that you say that, I think about it, and I think about babies' diapers after they've been nursing. I'm sorry, but the truth is that you think, wow, that just went in and came right back out again. And it doesn't look like it was digested. And so you, the scientists, are proving that that's exactly what happened. Right. So I believe you now. Keep going.
So, first thing was, what are these things that are going through the baby? And it turns out they're very complicated molecules. And Carlito Labriglia at the University of California chemistry program, he's developed these mass spectrometry tools that allows him to figure out what these molecules are. And it turns out they're complex polymers of sugars. Mm. And the baby can't digest them. So we could isolate them. They don't feed the baby. What do they feed? So our first thought was, well, they feed bacteria. So we
that
asked
was your first thought. That's why you're
first
a scientist.
Baby, they go through. They don't feed the baby. Well, they must feed bacteria. So then we gave them to David Mills, who's a world-famous microbiologist. And he studies bacteria and what they live on. And we isolated these components from milk, gave them to David. And do bacteria grow on them? No. Hmm. He's trying bacterium after bacterium, nothing. Hmm. And then he finds one. Oh, what a surprise, in the intestine of breastfed babies. And he analyzes these bacteria, and lo and behold, these bacteria have the genes necessary to break down these complicated oligosaccharides from the milk. And so literally, your mother is recruiting another life form to babysit her baby. Hmm. And it's taught us that the bacteria in us is far more important than we ever thought. These bacteria are educating the immune system, they're guiding metabolism, they're even regulating neurological activity.
It's brilliant, isn't it?
It's amazing.
And it's a very powerful scientific argument for breastfeeding, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right, but answer me this. You've seen these stories where women are having their breast milk tested, and there are environmental components and dangerous chemicals, even fragments from jet fuel chemistry molecules that are in breast milk. What about all that influence?
Well, it's true that milk is a biological fluid, and some of the things that the mother's exposed to do transfer into milk. But in most cases, the mother carefully, in essence, biologically selects those out. She enriches the beneficial things and excludes the deleterious things.
Healthy eating habits,
exactly
healthy
right.
behaviors, right. Minimizing the risk of exposure,
right,
which you can't completely do.
But all of these things we're discovering about milk and lactation is convincing us that breastfeeding really is by far and away the most appropriate nourishment for babies. We call milk personal, active, dynamic, and structured, ways that people never even thought about milk before.
So you're going to sit at DeVere's Pub tomorrow night, Jared, and
yep.
have a beer and talk about milk.
Yeah, I'll mostly be listening and sort of facilitating the questions. Actually, you know, again, to maintain the conversation instead of a lecture, if Bruce starts lecturing for too long, I'll interrupt him with a question.
But it does get to be very conversational, doesn't it? You
absolutely.
Really don't have that issue with kind of the monologue. It's not a TED Talk.
No, and it's also, you know, you can make lots of comparisons. You know, if you're interested in music, you can take a music appreciation class or you can go to a rock concert in a bar. Mm-hmm. When it comes to science, you only have the first choice. You can take a science class. What is the alternative? If you want a casual environment, you're interested in science, you want to hear about climate change or chemistry in my case or lactation, you know, the science of breast milk, we're sort of the science rock concert in the bar.
And it must be appealing, Bruce, to think that you can just sit with anybody who's interested in your topic and just have this conversation.
Yes, and it turns out the science we're doing has obvious and immediate applications. And so a lot of people, we think, were able to change their mind about decisions like breastfeeding because the science is so compelling.
Where are you going with the science? What's the next question that you're looking at?
We're actually taking the knowledge of bacteria and moving that through to both babies and how to make sure the babies develop appropriately, but to adults and looking at the foods that we ingest normally. Are they affecting the bacteria in us? And looking at the foods that we eat or drink every day. And is it possible that some of the beverages we consume are also guiding our bacteria?
You know, everybody needs to have the experience of watching you talk about this, because your eyes light up. You have a grin like you are talking about, you know, the best just sack of candy that somebody gave you or a cupcake with great big frosting. But it's really captivating to hear what you're saying, but watch you say it, too. So I guess that's a good promo for Science Cafe, isn't it, Jared?
Absolutely is. You know, that's how your average scientist feels about the work they're doing. And
yeah.
They just need the opportunity to talk to people about it in a casual environment where people are interested.
A lot of great passion. And what's next month's topic? Do you know?
Next month's topic is biofuels from a chemistry professor. And if I could get in a plug for how people can find out about future cafes, we have a Facebook page, Davis Science Cafe, all one word. And people can also send me an email, jtshaw@ucdavis.edu, and I can add you to an email list. But we've got speakers lined up for the next few months. Normally just announce them one at a time. Sometimes they're set up a week in advance.
We'll put a link on the website, too, as well. But thank you. It was really great to get a little preview here, minus the beer, right?
Great. Thanks.
Yeah,
thanks,
Jared Shaw, Bruce German, thank you so much. You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. We'll be right back.